KHKX.
Over. Patrick, KF4NXY.
Hope you're having a good start to your Thursday.
I'm doing better than I was yesterday morning. I got up early yesterday morning and hurting very bad and went back to bed and didn't get back up till almost the crack of noon, but I got some stuff done yesterday afternoon. Went back to work on the wife's she shed and got most of the insulation done, and we're going to go to Home Depot today and get something to put up, you know, on the walls over the insulation. Not exactly paneling, I think they call it masonite, but anyway, probably make some pictures of it when I get it done and put it on Facebook. Are you on Facebook?
It's just under my name.
Okay, I'll send you a friend request, and that way when I post the pictures of this little project, you can take a look at it.
Okay, then I'll keep an eye out for it.
She's been needing, you know, a place to put her hobbies and stuff for a while now. She got it kind of jumbled up in here in the house and can't really get to it. And I remember you said something about you got one of them printers, and she's got, you know, one of them 3D printers, and she got a Cricut thing and an embroidery machine and, you know, this, that, and the other, and she kind of needed some space for it all, so she got her a good thing ahead, and we've been, you know, put it up. She pretty much did the wiring in it herself. Got some help wiring it into the, you know, breaker box. But other than that, she's pretty handy with a lot of stuff.
It's good to know that y'all are getting along with it. And yeah, I bought me a 3D printer right around Thanksgiving. I've enjoyed it. Gotten a lot of use out of it.
He hasn't, you know, really spent much time with her. She's got that cockatoo bird, and he demands a lot of her attention.
It's
all over wings, right? You say, you know, the cockatoo is a permanent 2-year-old, and you kind of got to remember that when you're trying to deal with them. And about the only thing you can do is, toward the end of the day, she puts him in his nighttime cage and closes the door, and then, you know, she goes in there and she rides her exercise bicycle, and you know, and then later on he goes on to sleep. But that's about the only thing, you know, you can do with a bird.
Yeah, my mom used to have a couple of cockatoos, or cockatiels, whatever it was, the white ones with the big puffy head. She had a couple of those when, I was in my 20s, I guess. So it's been a little while, but I remember her having to deal with those stinking things.
Oh, yeah, they can be trifling. They sure enough can. But I knew of some people that the guy's wife, you know, she made money with them. I mean, she had a, you know, she'd raise them and sell them, you know, hatch them off, and they go for an outrageous amount of money when they're just, you know, little chicks, you know, $2,000 up. So there's some big bucks in them varmints.
I didn't realize they were that expensive. I knew they were expensive, but they know quite that much. David, you on a different radio this morning?
I didn't quite catch the question.
Different radio this morning.
Yeah, than the one I was on the other day. I've got radios kind of scattered throughout the house. I've used this one really the most, and I've got it on high power.
it just sounds different. You got a little bit of white noise with you. Not that it's interfering with your signal, it just was different.
I might need to check my antenna connections then, because I wasn't getting into the 1-9 machine too good with it, and I just kind of, you know, cranked it up to high power on several of the repeaters, so yeah, that could be where that's coming from.
You know, something that changed, you know how it goes.
Antenna connection's good and tight. Let me check that on the power supply.
NC9B.
Leon, hope you're having a wonderful start to your Thursday.
You know, y'all do the same. A little cold. It was snowing at the house when I left.
There's a small chance of it. I didn't see any on my way down the mountain, but you might be right there on that line.
Called me in yesterday. Said, do you mind working? You kind of got a jam going on here, and I need some help with the ball. So I told him I'd come in and work. I'll be driving the Big Bird. We got a Penske rental. They know they're bright yellow. They're called the Big Bird, Yellow Bird.
See today.
Starting off in Greer and going to Spartanburg. Don't go after that. Picked up whatever it is that's going around. I can equalize my right ear, but my left ear don't want to do it.
Hold on that one. KO4XKX.
Yeah, I'll carry on. I'm getting back to this cup of coffee. I'm going to have to go put it in the microwave, heat it back up. KF4NXY.
Good to hear you this morning. Enjoy that cup of coffee, KO4HKX.
I'm right here in front of the guard shack, I guess. For the cliffs. I don't pick up the repeater too well there.
That one. I'm just down here in front of you. I'm getting ready to make the turn on the 290.
Turn the day. Maybe I'll see you. We'll see.
KH. Got my coffee and I'm mounted and manning my desk here. Good morning, guys.
Marshall. KO4HKX.
290.
Guys, how is it out there? Chilly? 38 here at the house. Didn't get as cold as I thought it was going to get last night.
38 here also, just as I'm turning on the 290 off of 25.
I left the house, but yeah, it's 39 over here.
Yeah. Now walking the dogs, KO4HKX. Not that bad, but it's supposed to, the wind's supposed to move out of here in about another hour or so, is what I, if I remember correctly. That and the dogs got the fur coats, so they're good. Glad you're out. Enjoying a brisk walk with the dogs.
There, no more with you. I just tell Dave, have a great day. Stay warm. Enjoy the weather. NC9B. Don't run off.
Be double.
Thought maybe I upset you. Yeah, I know, I appreciate it. No rush.
Put on the agenda today.
Hang around the shack mostly and got a new radio coming, but it's coming via UPS, and they usually deliver late. We're going off with our neighbors to dinner this evening, going down to the fish camp on Lake Bowen down there. And that's all for today.
Are you getting
ID 5100A with D-Star coming in today? I was looking or checking on you yesterday because I was looking at some videos on the APRS, or actually DPRS features of that radio. And I went over to the site, and I couldn't think of anybody, but I know you roam around a truck all day, so I wondered if you had APRS, so I pulled you up.
If you have access to APRS, you can track the tool truck.
Yeah, with any tone or what?
And the Kenwood THD710.
Out, you pull that out of the truck and put into your personal truck and put it into the tool truck there, or you got one mounted in that?
It's mounted in the tool truck.
Is that one D-Star also? I noticed some of the Kenwoods are, but I don't familiar with their model numbers.
This one does not have D-Star on it.
Well, I just invested in D-Star. You guys better get on the ball out there with D-Star. I gotta have somebody to talk to.
This radio after I got in the hobby was the 5100, and I have yet to make a contact on D-Star.
Cell phone here sometime soon, and we'll talk on that until we get the D-Star working. I got a couple of the video I posted up out there on the group. It's was pretty good. It looks pretty easy to set up, so you should be able to figure that out.
Posted a video, but I hadn't watched it yet.
Pretty good. Really takes you step by step through it, and he actually shows how to find somebody anywhere in the country that you're looking for, and he also showed how through the repeaters and showed how to make a direct contact with them. So, like I said, it's pretty good. We just got to get people using it, and I'll find out, I guess, later today or tomorrow if I can actually hit the repeater up there on Fairwallet.
I haven't tried D-Star in probably, 2 years. I give up on it. It just wasn't worth the effort for me at that point.
Up here, which was in September 2022, I had an IC705. It had D-Star, and I tried doing D-Star, but I was in a bad place for any kind of communication because I had like a 60-foot ridge running around the condos we were living in at the time. And there was one over, I believe it was on Mount Pisgah, but it never seemed to respond to me. It showed up in the list and everything, but it was like constantly offline or something. So I finally gave up on that. Ended up selling the 705. So thought I'd try again with some interest here, and I do think it'd be good for the cooperative or the collective, whatever we're supposed to be, for our internal communications. W4MKH.
That's if you can get everybody on there. Found out that it was just, like I said, was not worth the effort for me at that point. I'll give it another try to see how it goes, but it was harder to figure out than DMR was, so I was like, yeah, I'm out.
And I think the new ones, ones I had in Florida were ID808Hs, I think is what they were called. I had one in the truck and one in the house there, and they were a real problem, pain in the butt, because you had to go to one, you had to test, chirp the thing, and then you had to afterwards send a CQ, and you had to link and unlink all those. It was a real manual operation in there, and you had to have four memory channels set up in order to do it. But they have really simplified things with this DV connection or button they've got on there.
Give it another try this weekend, see how it goes. But I've spent enough time on it, I'm not going to put a lot of effort into it, I can tell you that much. Go ahead and pick it up, Leon.
On that one,
if it's anything like the DMR, it's just, you know, you can't, it's difficult to do if you're driving down the highway. So I tend to extend the voice modes, I guess.
KN4TFW Mobile.
Morning, Andrew. KL4HKX. Hope y'all are having a good start to your Thursday.
Morning, Andrew. W4MKH.
C9B.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. KM4NAP.
Yeah, we got quite a crowd here on this Friday Eve. Some of us.
Glad to rub it in.
Me too.
And every day's a Saturday for me.
Monday, got goals.
In order to get here, you got to get old.
It's on my digital, so just because we got old.
Have you tried it yet, Andrew?
What?
D-Star.
Yeah, I've done it on my 9700. It was a pain. It was definitely a pain. I finally got it set up, but I don't know. I just keep bouncing back to Yaesu System Fusion because it's the absolute simplest way to do it. Like on the Pi Star, I just enable Yaesu System Fusion, go pick a room, and then go to the radio and make sure it's in either automatic or digital mode, and it'll automatically connect to that room. It's a done deal. I set up a new hotspot last night because my old one took a dump, and it was that easy. As soon as I got it configured and turned on, it was done.
Let's see if I got this. Pi Star, you have to pick the room you want to be in.
You'll pick the starting room, so, but you can change it from the Pi Star, and you can also change it from the radio. Certain radios have different ways to change it, but it does suffer from like DMR, you know, where if you're trying to change rooms and people are talking, you can't really do it. But other than that, that's the only downside. It's just straightforward.
After you turn it on.
Like DMR, you get as long as you need. You got to fill out your radio ID and everything. You just, it'll have like two little bars and you just click the room and it's a drop down list. And like last night, I started at America's Link. And I didn't really hear much on that one, so I went on to the Southeastern link, and they were having that net, and that was it. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. It's just the drop-down, and you can kind of type in the room name if you want to.
I'll have to look at that and see if I can do it. I got mine with me, my SkyBridge. Go ahead, go over it.
It's me. I just asked if there was a lot of talk on Fusion up here.
Really no repeaters around here that have Fusion on it.
Did that a while back and couldn't find any repeaters either, so I let it go. The newest version of the hotspot from Bridgecom Systems, and it can do System Fusion, CF4, or whatever it's called, and it can also do D-Star. So I may look up to hooking this one up to that, the new radio up to that also. It's just something to experiment with.
Try to take a DMR radio and use it on YSF. It's doable. A few more hurdles to jump through, but it can be done. But if you just have a Yaesu radio hooked to the Pi Star, it's almost seamless.
You're going to catch on to me adding $300-$400 radios every couple of months. Like, we need to do more digital up this way, I guess. Actually, you need to do stuff through the repeater. My main reason for doing some of this stuff is because of that, what happened with the hurricane last year, the communication. So I really think need to stay off a hotspot as much as possible, except for, or at least just play on them during good times. I don't think they're going to be dependable when we have another storm like that or something come through here.
The downside to the hotspot is it needs internet.
Verizon in the shack or in the house here, and then my cell phones are all AT&T, and they seem to be alternating between which one was working and which one wasn't with the towers last October, whenever that was, I guess, into September. So still not sure what to do about that. These darn stuff from Musk is just too expensive for me. W4 Real Cage Friday.
Farlink's pretty expensive.
keep hearing about a 50 gig a month and $50 a month, but I ain't been able to find that.
Not a lot of incentive to go elsewhere.
I think for about 50 a month, it might actually be worth it, especially for the portability of it.
Rage case, let me see if I got this. From my understanding, it's the mobile unit, $50 a month, and 50 gigs down. So that's way better than what I got now, if that's out there. But like I said, I haven't found it yet.
Horizon's home internet here, which is basically a cellular internet thing like your cell phone would use, but don't have 5G in this area yet, I don't think. But I'm off in the woods and there's nothing in here. Nobody's going to run a darn cable up in here for 3 miles to get back up in here to the house. So you take what you can get.
Downside there in Helene was cell towers were just not really reliable. Like Verizon up my way was almost non-existent. AT&T was working okay, but like I said, it was kind of in and out. So that's just not real great if you're talking about emergency communication. KO4 CM.
ZLE, good morning, fellas.
Anthony, KO4 HKX.
Good morning, guys. KN4 TFW.
Good morning, guys. W4MKH.
Morning, guys. NC9B.
Man, I'm not complaining. They're Spectrum ran that fiber optic up to our house. I couldn't believe it. Up on Sugarloaf Mountain, part of the rural internet initiative thing. And man, that's great. Got great speeds.
What company is it, Leon?
Spectrum.
Fiber installing all through Shelby area. Spectrum doesn't have fiber out by us yet, but I had fiber for a very short time when I lived in Seneca. They installed it about a month before I moved. But yeah, having symmetric fiber is pretty awesome.
Complaining, he lives in Simpsonville. He's got the old style cable, and you know they already got cable. It's gonna be a long time before they upgrade that to fiber.
Download, but we only get about 20 megabits on the upload side, and so Ripple should be coming through our neighborhood maybe sometime this year, so I'm excited to get gigabit symmetric.
Spectrum or AT&T to run fiber in my house, but it ain't happened yet. KO4, CEO.
It's unrealistic. I mean, I'm getting reliably 320 megabits per second, and I mean, it's just screaming. It pushes up to 500.
Offer a 2 gigabit speed tier, which is faster than my home network, so I'm going to have to upgrade my home network to 2.5 gig Ethernet when Ripple comes through and installs their 2 gig.
When it's upgraded.
Nobody's coming through my neighborhood. I'm stuck out in the woods, about small gated community, about 8 miles from any kind of town like Columbus or Forest City or Rutherfordton, so nobody's coming through this area upgrading.
Me, Marshall. over where I live, yeah, I don't see it getting upgraded to fiber anytime soon.
Bad for you guys, but like I said, we don't even have basic cable in here. It's all got to be over the air from something.
See you out there, though, right?
Nothing says they do, but you try to, on their website, but you try to talk to anybody to get it. You can't get it for some reason. They say they don't have it here. So, and I got a tower about a mile from the house here. But sometimes being close to a tower doesn't do you any good because it shoots out over your head anyway.
Don't play. 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe. KO4 CF, and I'll be clearing you fine.
7-3, Andrew. Have a great day. KO4 HKX.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KO4 TFW.
73, Andrew. Have a great day and be safe. This is WTJKT.
Have a good one and be safe out there too. 74MKH.
Point AP.
So y'all have a great day. 73, take care and enjoy the weather. And see you 9P.
I'm hoping that when we get some faster upload through the fiber at my house, I'll be able to do a little bit more of remote ham radio stuff, because the method I use to share my radio and audio over the internet requires really low latency. So that's my big issue now, is that there's just too much latency on the upstream side.
Are you sharing?
I'm 90SG, and I just basically take the USB. I use USB over IP, so it needs to have a pretty low latency link.
Cool. That's kind of what I want to do when the Flex gets here.
Understandable, as long as it's all USB devices. You know, the USB over IP, I run Linux on my ham station at home, and it basically just shares the USB ports over the network, and, you know, the client machine, you know, when I'm sitting at work or whatever, it's like their local USB port, you know, it's like a local USB device, but it does require just super low latency, and that's just where I go wrong.
The Flex radio systems were designed for remoting from the ground up, and they do it all over Ethernet, so there's no USB in there for that kind of stuff.
I'll just be able, if your router supports a VPN or something like that, you could just, you know, VPN back to your house and use it like it's a local network device.
But I bought a Maestro also, and from Flex, and the goal is to be able to use it out on the porch or out on the deck or something like that. And then when I go back to Florida to visit, I'll take the Maestro with me and connect, because I got a lot higher noise ratio or signal noise ratio in Florida. And currently I got no antennas up down there. I'm nice and quiet out in the woods out here, and I can do whatever I want to for antennas. So that's been one of my goals in the long term.
Pretty doable. And Ken, we got an 85 north closure. I'm still pretty far north of where you're getting off. Let's stand by for a milepost here.
Road sign said right lane closed, 79 to 84.
7, and they've got the whole northbound side closed. They just had troopers blocking the entrance ramp from Business 85 back, getting back on. So I'm not sure how far south this closure goes, but keep an eye out.
I'm going to jump off on Business 85. I see it's all red.
Westbound closure is at milepost 76, and I mean, it's as far as I can see right now. I'm not sure how far south the stoppage will go.
My Business 85, and it says there's construction there today and tomorrow.
Thanks for trying. And the exit 75 from milepost 76, about a mile back up and still building.
I appreciate it.
Time this morning.
On Business 85 is smaller than the red on 85.
HKX. Well, gentlemen, y'all have a good safe day, good safe trip on into the workplace. But it's time for me to jump out and get everything opened up here. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, guys.
7-3, Patrick. Have a safe day. KN4 CFW.
73, Patrick. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later, WTJKT.
74MKH.
Patrick, KM4NAP.
Say, Patrick, KQ4ZLE.